Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 9, Nama Aparadha. There are 10 principal offenses which can be committed against the holy name. The first is to blaspheme the great devotees who have tried to spread the glories of the holy name throughout the world. For the holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna, and one who attempts to spread the holy names throughout the world is beloved of Krishna. And Krishna himself does not tolerate offenses against his pure devotees. The second offense is to deny that Lord Vishnu is the absolute truth. There is no difference between his name, quality, form, pastimes, and activities. And one who sees a difference is considered an offender. The Lord is supreme, and no one is equal to or greater than Krishna. And so consequently, if one thinks that the Lord's names are not different from the names of the demigods, then one offends the Supreme Lord. For the demigods should never be considered on the same level as Krishna. The third offense is to consider the bona fide spiritual master to be an ordinary common man. The fourth offense is to blaspheme Vedic literature and authorized scriptures like the Puranas. The fifth offense is to consider the glories attributed to the holy names to be exaggerations. The sixth offense is to concoct perverted theories about the holy name. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. For it is to be understood that by chanting the holy names, one is free from all sinful reactions. But this does not mean that one should act sinfully on the strength of chanting. That is the greatest offense. The eighth offense is to consider that religious rituals, austerity, sacrifices, or other forms of renunciation are equal to chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name is as good as associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Pious activities are only a means to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they can even be performed for some material reason. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the holy names of God to a faithless person who is not interested in hearing about them. And the tenth and last offense is to maintain material attachment even after hearing and chanting the holy names of God. The idea is that by chanting the holy name without offense, one can obtain elevation to the liberated platform. And on the liberated platform, one is free from all material attachment. Therefore, if one chants the holy names and still has material attachments, then one must be committing some offense. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 9, Nama Aparadha. Recorded May 17, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.